So, welcome to meditation, everyone. I want to share with you that I have a broken heart. And the reason I want to share that is, of course, I think that there will be looking at the broken heart during the meditation. I realize that those of you who are present right now may not have a broken heart. There are a couple people in the room, however, who might, you know, based on what's happening with their lives. And everyone in a lifetime has a broken heart from time to time. So this meditation will be, of course, recorded, and it will be available whenever anyone needs it. So let me start the music, shall we? It is possible that I will cry from time to time during this meditation. And I just want you to know in advance that is okay. I'm just going to follow my own intuition, but I will speak it out loud as I look at my own broken heart. And at first, I'm just feeling to listen to the music. And so I will be silent for a bit as I listen to the music. I am closing my eyes. I do feel like crying, so I'm going to cry now. One thing that is important about these tears is that they be embraced and not resisted. They must be allowed fully. Even the tears and the broken heart needs to be trusted. There are many things that happen in a lifetime that we cannot understand. And actually, those times may be a greater blessing than we realize. Because the mind understanding. The mind thinking it knows is the ego. And when we cannot understand, if we do not allow ourselves to search for and make up stories, if we just stand in that space of not understanding, but allowing. We are actually very close to God. Mind, however, during times of tragedy, likes to make up stories, especially stories from the I point of view. And so if we want to take opportunity for healing or for truth realization, we must realize that the mind stories are nothing, nothing but folly, nothing but distraction. It's calling us away from God. And instead, we turn our attention directly to what the mind may interpret as pain. In this case, the broken heart. And we do not attempt to understand. We merely allow our attention to rest on the broken heart. The sensation itself. This could be happening because of a loss of a relationship, maybe through a breakup or through a death. Could even be the loss of a pet. Many things can catalyze a broken heart. But what we want to do now is forget whatever the story may appear to be. Quietly turn our attention to that sensation that we call broken heart. And just rest and be with the sensation without the story. If the tears come again, that is fine. If they do not come, that is fine. If as we place our attention on this sensation, if it seems to grow or become deeper, that is fine. If it begins to transform, that is fine. If it begins to fade, that is fine. We are not here to make anything happen. We are not here to fix or change anything. We are here merely to be deeply. Resist the temptation to go into the story. And just stay with whatever you are feeling, in whatever way it may be shifting and changing. The inner posture is one of stillness and observing. Thank you. the ego does not like to be still. So being still with a broken heart may be enough of a challenge. And if it is, just continue to return your attention to the sensation whenever you notice the mind getting wound up again. However, if you feel that you have successfully come to a point of stillness and you're ready to take a next step, begin to ask yourself, what is observing all of this? What is observing this? And begin to turn your attention towards the observer. Look intently at the observer. Examine the observer. Is it caught up in the story? Does it have a broken heart? Look very deeply at the observer. What can you see? As you investigate the observer with questioning, with inquiry, the attention seems to move more and more towards the observer. Just as before, attention was moving from the mind to the sensation that we call a broken heart, now the attention is moving from the sensation into the observer. As you feel more and more attention becoming comfortable with the observer, begin to relax from the inquiry, from the investigation, and begin to rest in the presence of the observer. Again, just be deeply. Do not expect that you should feel better as you rest in the observer. You may feel more joy, more peace, more contentment. But if your experience is still one of pain, continue to rest in the observer and allow the pain, which is outside or inside the observer, in front of the observer, possibly, but certainly not the observer. Let that pain be. Do not try to change it. Don't wish it away. Don't judge it as wrong. Let everything be. And just rest in the observer, watching the observer, being the observer. Asking nothing to be different than it is. Thank you. this meditation comes to an end. If you have time to sit longer, resting in the observer, please do. Stay as long as you can. When the time comes that you need to move about, it's possible that the broken heart will be healed and gone, and that you will face the day with new joy. It is also possible that the broken heart may remain. Depending on circumstances, it could remain for days or weeks. Who knows, possibly even months. Continue to do your best to stay away from the story, to remain as the observer, to allow all things to be as they are, and even more, to trust all things. Remember, it's a great gift not to understand. Not understanding at the mental level is much closer to truth than the I know mind. Blessings.